And now the rise and possible fall of the Common Core. This year there will be plenty of debate that could determine the future of these math and reading standards. Not so long ago, 45 states embraced the Common Core, but some states are debating whether to pull back. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on one of them.
North Carolina was one of many states to quietly adopt the Common Core back in 2010. But no one put the new standards in place faster. They've shaped teacher training, the curriculum, and, of course, instruction.
Since this is a negative 15x, and I'm going to move this to the other side of the equation, I have to do the opposite operation. Remember, we want to be fair and balanced here, so what we do to the left-hand side of the equation, we've got to do to the right.
Amy Cuthbertson swears she's become a better teacher because of the Core. The 21-year veteran teaches at Dalton L. McMichael High School in Rockingham County. Math scores here are up, and Cuthbertson says her ninth graders are learning how to apply things like the quadratic formula to the real world.
The collaboration, the teamwork, the problem-solving skills, the thinking through, the analysis that they're doing applies to everything that we do in life.
Not everybody's impressed, though. State lawmakers say they've been besieged by parents who are unhappy with, or at least confused by, the homework they're seeing. Other critics say the Common Core is a Faustian bargain with Washington, which gave North Carolina $44 million to implement the new standards.
North Carolina sold her soul, and that's how I feel. This was done for the money.
Jeannie Metcalf is a school board member from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and co-chair of a commission that legislators created last July to, quote, review and replace the Common Core standards. But there's now a debate about what review and replace means. To supporters of the Core, it means the standards may need a tweak here and there. To opponents like Metcalf, it means they must be scrapped.
That's clearly what we are charged with and the intent of the legislation and of the commission.
Do I believe that the Common Core standards need to be replaced or not good? No, I don't believe that at all.
That's Andre Peek, a retired IBM marketing executive and, like Metcalf, co-chair of the new review commission. He was appointed by Governor Pat McCrory, a Republican and Common Core supporter. Peek insists the commission's mandate is not to repeal, but to answer some basic questions.
Is the Common Core rigorous enough? Is it understandable to the citizenry of North Carolina? And has it been implemented in a way that's going to lead to the outcomes that we hope to achieve?
So what happens next? Well, the only thing that's clear is that the Common Core will remain firmly in place, at least until the commission wraps up its review December 2015. By then, a slew of experts will have testified for and against the new standards, giving everybody on the commission a chance to hear what they want to hear. A couple of surveys are also in the works to gauge teachers' and parents' support. Peek says there's still time to reach a consensus if, and only if, it's based on the educational merits of the Common Core.
And I can tell you right now that we're not going to be used as a tool for some political outcome.
There's a chance anything could happen.
But co-chair Jeannie Metcalf does not see a consensus brewing. So it's likely that the key question, should North Carolina dump or keep the Common Core, will remain unanswered even after this new year has come and gone. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.